Today, I am answering your question, what is the best time of day to meditate?
Welcome to the Soul Connection Podcast, the place where you get the tools to truly connect to yourself. I am your host, Katie Arnold. Grab your journal, find your comfortable meditation position, and let's connect.
Hi, friends. Welcome back. I am Katie Arnold, and today I am answering one of your questions. This is a new series that I am hoping to bring to you on a more regular basis where we can dive in a little bit deeper. We can talk about some of the questions you might have on yoga, meditation, breath work, journaling, any of the five components of connection, any aspect of your self-care practice. So we're just going to dive right into it. Let's get into what is the best time of day to meditate. And you're going to love this answer because this is the kind of answer that we get when it comes to anything health related. It depends. And so before I lose you on this fact of it depends, I am going to go into this a little bit deeper. It depends because there's so many things that can come into play at this. It can be your schedules. It can be the things that how your day goes. It can be if you're more of a morning person or a night person. So when we get into this question of what is the best time of day to meditate, my response really back to you is in the form of a question. What is the time of day that you can stay most consistent in your practice? So for me, I find it easiest to start my day with meditation. I wake up. If I'm getting in a workout or doing yoga that morning, I'll go to my mat, I'll practice, I'll do my workout, and then I'll sit and I'll meditate and I'll do my journaling. If it's a morning when I'm not planning to start my day with a movement practice like that, I might just roll over in my bed, sit up and complete my meditation before my feet have even touched the floor. For me, morning is the easiest time of day for me to meditate on a consistent basis. It is something I have committed to. And if I wait till later in the day, I usually find that excuses can come into play, or I'm definitely more of a morning person than a night person. So ending my day with meditation is probably not going to work out because more than likely I'm going to fall asleep in the middle of my meditation, or I'm going to convince myself that I'm too tired at this point to get in my meditation practice. So what we often talk about and what my teacher talked about was thinking about either the first 10 minutes of your day or the last 10 minutes of your day. If you are more of a morning person and waking up a few minutes earlier so you can get in your meditation is going to benefit you, that's great. If you are not more of a morning person, you're more of an evening person, then if you're trying to wake up earlier, you're probably not going to make that practice happen. You're not going to do it consistently because you're going to be too tired. You're going to fall back asleep in your practice, or you're going to keep hitting snooze. So when is the time that you can consistently do? And for some of you, that might mean evening. It might make the most sense for you to do your practice before bed. So I want you to take some time to actually kind of analyze what your days look like. Is there a time to start your day or end your day with meditation? Now, if for some reason neither of those are actually on the table for your day, where else can you find that consistent time? My guess is that it would be someplace where you can stack it on top of another habit, or it's during your lunch break at work, or for people who have kids, if they're home with their kids, it might be the time that your kid is down for a nap. If that is something that you can consistently bet on is going to be available within your day, that is when I want you to think about it being the best time of day for you to meditate. Remembering that it actually does not take a long session for you to benefit from these practices. It only takes about 8 to 12 minutes a day on a consistent basis to see the benefits of a meditation practice. So my answer of it depends is the answer. It depends. But when we take that a step further, we look at our days, we look at our schedules, and when can you consistently practice meditation is going to be the best time of day to meditate. Thank you so much for joining me. If you are not already subscribed, please take a moment to do so. And if you have questions that you want me to answer on future episodes, come find me on Instagram at Katie Arnold Yoga or leave a comment. I would love to answer your questions. Thanks so much.